The musical starts with the audience coming up with song titles, writing their ideas on pieces of paper, and then placing them in a bowl. The cast then pulls four of the songs and makes up an original song, then and there. After they perform the four songs, the audience votes on their favorite for what are called the Phony Awards, a spoofy take on the Tony Awards. The winning song is then made into a full musical. Every time the cast performs, the results are unique, never to be performed again.
Is everyone having fun so far?
Greg Triggs is the MC for the musical and says this approach creates a unique connection between the audience and the performers.
I think my favorite part of the show is watching the audience realize that we're making it up around their ideas, but more importantly, the community sensibilities, the specific things that make that audience unique, community, what they're thinking about, who they are, it's all going to inform our choices.
Connection is one of the reasons Triggs thinks comedy and improv are important and relevant to today's society.
I think we're going through a phase where maybe we don't laugh together enough, and we're seeing what happens to the world when that's the case. I think laughter, in its best sense, and that's what we strive for, unifies people. It gives them something that they're all enjoying together as opposed to something that divides them. And I think that's really important right now.
After connecting this week with Utah audience, some members of the spontaneous cast will visit Yellowstone National Park to connect with the out-of-doors and the park's unique scenery. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.